Amen. Amen. Well, good morning. Wishing you and your family and your friends and those that you love and all that love Christ Jesus a happy, happy new year. And it is a good new year because this is going to be a wonderful year where the Father unleashes so many things that He's been waiting to do, waiting for the preparation of His people, preparation of His true church, not the apostate one. They wouldn't be ready for anything right now. But God has been preparing and making ready His true church. And so this is going to be an exciting year. I'm very excited too for what I see coming up, even with those that we minister to and that we work with in different areas. Yeah, you know, this morning I was realizing something, just a powerful lesson kind of over the last month, over the month of December, the creative ability that was placed in us by Adam, the creative ability with Adam, rather, not by, but with Adam, the creative ability placed in man by God with God, okay, man is made in God's image, right? Okay. And when God made Adam, He said, He gave him certain responsibilities, certain things that he was supposed to do. But along those lines, Adam had been given an empowering for that task. And with us, even with what's happening to us in these days, I think God is beginning to open up our eyes to how, now that we're in Christ Jesus, that power does flow. How, now that we're in Christ Jesus, that's reactivated and put in a proper line and in a proper way. For example, this is one thing I've been thinking about a lot, is the words that we speak and the ability for us to create with and affect reality with the words that we speak. I mean, even when you think about prayer, when you pray for somebody, when you pray for a situation, you, in essence, are also, by the power of God that's in you, speaking regarding a situation that's going on. So when you pray and you say, Lord, please help such and such, to they're in a difficult situation, or they need to come through this, or please create... you see what I'm saying? You are speaking also too, and that Spirit of God that's in you, that intercedes in this dimension, it creates something in respect to the reality that you're dealing with, or that you're interceding for somebody else on behalf of. So one thing that I've noticed is you can open a door for different realities depending on your response to the situations that come your way. So if negative attracts more and more negative, it brings it towards it, whereas a positive, if you can approach the situations that life will throw you and allow it. You know, when God tells us in James, He says, consider it pure joy when you face trials and tribulations of all kinds, because the testing of your faith builds perseverance, perseverance character, hope, and hope does not disappoint. That's James 1. When He gives us that instruction, it's with purpose. It's not just so that, okay, now when things happen to you, that you just have a good attitude about it. No, it's because the reality that's created based on your response to the negative situations that you will face will change the situation, will bring victory out of defeat, will bring God's purpose out of a place where there is not, where there is struggle. So, yeah, you know, I'm realizing even now that this last month I had a lot of tough situations, but I was focusing on those situations. I was allowing the things that were coming my way, and they were attacks of the enemy, but with those attacks that were coming my way, I also gave them a certain place in my life because I was focusing on them, I was talking about them, I was glorifying them even at times, of just saying, oh wow, you know, can you believe this is happening, and talking along those lines, and one would draw the next, one would open the door for the next, and yeah, so then pretty soon it was this roller coaster. My entire closeout of my last year, and I don't want to focus on it anymore because what God showed me, but my closeout of the last year was incredibly turbulent, up and down. I mean, just, and but I think it's good that I went through it, because I've understood something having come through the other side of it. Oh, I'm making something while I'm talking to you, so this is an attempt here. I think I might be able to get more audios out to you if I do a little bit of multitasking. So if I can cook a little bit and hang on one second. Okay, if I can cook a little bit and put some stuff together while I talk to you, then I think I can get a little bit more out to you than before. Because I think right now God is going to be given for myself more to work with in this year for sure. So I want to, as much as possible, share what I get along the way for your benefit and for your walk. So. Yeah, but the ability to create with the words that we speak, the ability to create with the words that we say, and the focus, the intent of our heart. See, you can speak a word, and ultimately what happens is, what really will end up coming to bear is the intent of the heart, not necessarily the word of the mouth. Because you can, to speak one thing, and to have a focus in another area is called hypocrisy. So when your mouth and your heart don't line up, that's what somebody would call a hypocrite. So when but when they do line up, then that's when you're walking in direction. And you can be walking in the wrong direction, and then both line up as well. So you can be walking in the direction of destruction and of loss and of the enemy and the world, and your heart can be lined up with that. At least you're being true to who you are at that point. But it's when people will kind of go split and be going one way with their heart and the other way with their voice or with their mind. But ultimately, the direction of the heart seems to be what is manifest in life, even if the words don't line up. So that's why too, when many calls come to him on that day and say, Lord, Lord, you know, didn't we do this and did we do that in your name? Well, the heart, you know, he never knew them. Okay. Hang on a second. So he never knew them. And so then he had never come into their heart. He had never connected with them. And because of the fact that they never knew him, they never knew eternal life. So God offers something. You'll have to forgive me on this. I'm going to see if I can pause this for a half a second. Because, I don't want to do this to you too much here. Okay, I'm going to finish off this audio really quick. All right, so done with the blending. Sorry about that. All right, so the main point of this is that the words that you speak, then the intention of your heart has a consistent impact in the reality that you live in and the reality that you face. So if you are dealing with something you have to allow, one, the Word of God to shape your response to the reality that you face, and then also monitor the direction of your heart and your intention and your focus. Set your heart on things above. Love the Lord your God with all your heart, soul, mind, and strength. Lean not on your own understanding. All your ways acknowledge Him. He will direct your path. I'm mixing some scripture here, but you're starting to see the overlying principle, which is focus and heart and intent, because it shapes the reality that you have. And I think that's also why the devil works so hard to make sure that you don't get that focus, that your focus is on what you lack, on this crap reality that you might face in your day-to-day job or work or whatever it is. He works so hard to create something so that you, then by your free will work along with him to validate that reality, to support that reality, to, with your own intention, with your own heart, with your own words, you will back it. So he works to get you to buy into it, and then you support it because you give heedance and creed to it. Now, it's not to say that we don't call things like they are when they're there, but don't let that be your focus. Don't let that be what consumes you. Don't let that be where your direction and your heart are situated. So, practical. Practically speaking. All right. So my month of December, I am so grateful for all the trials that I had in that month, because of the fact that out of them I learned this incredible lesson that with everything that, with all of the focus that was there, it drew me into a place where I was allowing for and perpetuating that cycle. So to break it, I count a pure joy when I face that stuff. I know that God is in control. I put stuff before Him in prayer. And also, I speak the reality that I would want to see come to pass. I speak it in connection in the power of the Lord Jesus Christ. So, for example, right now, with some stuff that needs to happen this day, I leave it before the Father. I put it at His feet, and I pray that He would open up an amazing door for things to, one, not cost as much as they may, for things to be found that are necessary. You know, He's always protecting us. He's always watching us. And He allows us stuff so that we can learn something. Because then if you pick up on the principle, then you don't have to go through the lesson again. So for me, I'm realizing, okay, I realize this is going to be a fantastic month, because what I'm going to do is I'm going to exercise this and contrast this principle to what it is that I knew last month. This month is the flip side. This is no more rope-a-dope. Rope-a-dope was December. This month is now time to fight back. But in fighting back, the way that it's done is I will work it within, not my own understanding, but within what the Spirit of God would put in me under His direction, His empowering, His leading. So, yeah, we can allow for and speak into existence even the negative situation that we face. And it's, life is much more how you respond to what is happening than the actual situations themselves. So if you allow God to dictate the reality that you're in, the response that you have will be what He has. So let this mind be in you that was also in Christ Jesus. Go back and read Acts 16. Guys put in a situation, but their response was from the Lord. And look at how that changed the reality. That reality would not have been changed had their hearts and minds been stuck in the circumstance and situation the way that the world wanted to dictate it to them. So, I just want to bless you right now in Jesus' name. I pray for this year coming up for you, for 2008. I bless you in Jesus' name, and I pray that the Father would prosper the work of your hands, that he would open up your mind and heart, all of us, to deeper and deeper understanding and depth of the scriptures and of his love and care for us, that we may know him, the one true living God, and his Son, Jesus Christ, whom he has sent. I pray that this would be a year of tremendous growth in our relationship and knowledge of him, and that we would walk this life out in power and in strength, even as he has destined his children to do so. So I bless you right now in Jesus' name, and I pray, don't let the situation and the circumstance dictate your life, but let the Spirit of God equip, empower, and direct you, and let him shape your response, and let him create the reality that you live in. So, all right. So God bless you, and we're going to have a lot of stuff coming up this year. So we recommend to check back maybe about once a week on the site, because that's about when, you know, new stuff will be getting posted. So if you're coming back every day, you might not see something new every day, but because we all do work and do other things like that. But please check back once a week, because that's when you'll probably be sure to find something new. So it's, and everything new is on the latest, you know, in the homepage. So just, you know, and if you're looking for something that you saw before, then check the archives or everything on the left on those tabs. So all right. God bless you. Love you, and I'm looking forward to 2008. We got some good things planned. One of them is the potential for to start sharing some of the international and the mission stuff that we do. We just have to find the right way to be able to communicate it to you. So, and we're working to streamline these things, but we're kind of a small operation, so it may take a little while. But hey, God bless you, and hey, drop us a line too if you're checking in on the broadcast or you're listening to some of these messages. Just hit the contact page and just send us an email. You know, actually, the way it's set up, if you send it through that, we won't even have your email address unless you give it to us. So, you know, if you just want to say anything, you know, that you don't like something, or that you do like something, or just, it's nice to hear from you, and it's always encouraging. So, hey, God bless you, love you, talk to you soon. Bye.